Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Paul Tobey is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's the president and CEO of Street Smart Marketing, and he is also president of a couple of other companies and some other companies that they're doing a good job of helping companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's here to talk to us about what he calls 20 steps to starting a small business. We're going to see if we can't get some things out of him about those of us who already have a business and how do we run our small business a little bit better. Paul, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Okay, starting a small business in these times is harder than it ever has been, it seems to me, Paul, because for one thing, the credit availability that has been available in past recessions is not as readily available these days. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, if people are out there looking for money just to start a business, it's kind of not that easy to find it right now.
Yeah.
There are places to find it, but I'm more on the side of starting a business without a lot of money.
Organically, growing the business organically, which is a lot smarter, but it's a little slower.
It could be a little slower. It all comes down to marketing. If you can figure out ways to market your business on a shoestring, which we have done and we teach, it can be fairly quick.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen companies come out of our courses and get, 300% increase in sales within a few months. So
right.
It does happen.
So tell us how does we got millions of people out there who in other times would take their credit card availability, they'd put a second mortgage on their house, and they'd come up with enough capital. I'm not talking about zillions of dollars. I'm talking about maybe, under $100,000, maybe even $25,000, and they'd get their business off the ground. It would help them to not starve to death till they got their business going. But these days, without that credit availability, and it's typically not as available as it has been, how do we grow our businesses organically? What's the best way to do that?
Well, I think the first thing is to not to quit your job. I think that's a big mistake that people make. If they've never been in business before, they jump in with both feet. Now, while that sometimes may work, you generally get burned fairly quickly because you've got no fallback plan. So I would, if it were me, I'd start a business in my spare time. That's the first thing I do.
That's good advice.
You could come home from a job you hate, and you could literally work like crazy at a job, at a business that you love until midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, simply because of the amount of energy that you put into it.
Right.
And then once that energy starts to flow and the money starts to flow, once you get around, would say even 50% to 3/4 of your current salary, that's the time to quit your job.
Mm-hmm. Now, your pastimes, your golfing and your fishing and your or whatever it is else you do, that's going to have to your new business is going to have to become your new pastime, isn't it?
Well, that's just the key word in the last phrase that I said is it's got to be something you love. I mean, if you get into a business simply because you want to make money, that's really the wrong plan. I mean, you can't. There's a certain amount of energy that it takes to run a business, and if you're getting in it solely for money, you're going to fail. It's just there's simply not enough energy in you to carry through all the hard the hardships that come with running a business.
Not that making money isn't the goal of having a business. I think your point is if you're thinking you can start a business, quit your job and start a business and start taking a paycheck, that's just not going to happen.
For most people, not unless you've got a really good plan and a really good marketing plan.
Well, and those are few and far between in 2009.
Well, most people just simply don't know how to market. I mean, I always say to business, what's the number one way to make your business successful? Or what's the number one thing you need to do in business for it to be successful? And they think about it for a minute. They think, oh, I need a good team or I need a good business plan. And I'm like, no, it's much more basic than that. You need to learn how to sell. If you're not selling, it's not a business. It's a hobby. So And a lot of people, you know, they get into business and they go, oh, now I actually have to sell something?
Yeah.
And they well, I don't really like selling. Well, you know, newsflash, you're never going to be good at something you hate.
You know,
so
you have
to figure out a way to sell. And it has to be, and that selling will come from the passion that you have for the product or the service that you're delivering.
If there's nothing more fun than being sold a product or service by the person who founded that company, because you can tell who they are, you can tell that they love it, that they love everything about it, they can't get enough of it. And for me, at least, it's exciting, and I love seeing that kind of enthusiasm about a product. But if you don't have that, that comes across as well, and nobody wants to do business with somebody like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about raising your energy level. I mean, if you're dealing with a product that you're so-so about, that will come across to people.
Mm-hmm.
You have your energy level has to equal the product or the service that you're delivering. Have you ever heard the expression, how you do anything is how you do everything?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the way people do. If they're so-so about a product, they're going to be so-so about selling it.
And there are people who will say, oh, I'm just going to found the company. I'm going to hire somebody to sell it. Well, who's going to sell them on the idea?
Exactly.
You got to do that. You got to be the one to do that.
So I think the number one thing for people to do, and we talk about this at StreetSmartMarketer.com, we talk about this at TrainingBusinessPros.com, we say to people all the time, look, if you're going to get into business, make sure that it's something that you have passion, purpose, energy, a message. You know, what's your message to the world? If your message is, you know, that I'm just out there to rape and pillage and bring in business, that's not going to go so far. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
The first rule of business is your product has to help people. If it doesn't help people, you know, you're not going to get very far.
Is there much? What is your experience with online marketing? And online, starting a business online.
Well, my extensive. I mean,
yeah.
I've been.
But as far as what's the opportunity? What do you think?
That's what we teach. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's totally possible. You don't even need to have your own products and services. You know, if you're just starting out in internet marketing, you can be an affiliate for any kinds of products and services you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can earn up to 50% of a sale. Just by directing traffic to somebody's website, you don't even need to know how to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's basically a four-step process. Is it okay if I take a minute and tell you what that is?
In a minute. We got to take a quick break. We got to sell some stuff. You know how that works.
Absolutely.
We're
going to
take some. Carl Tobey is our guest, folks. President and CEO of Street Smart Marketer. He and I will be right back. He's got this four-step program. You don't want to miss it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Here's Fleetwood Mac to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got other websites that link from there. For example, my blog does, and my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is there as well. And, of course, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. While you're there, you can listen to archives, articles. You can read thousands of articles, thousands of archives. Thousands, almost thousands, about 1,500 Brain Trust members, the really smart people who joined me, this group of people we've amassed, this community of experts that we've amassed over the years who join us on a regular basis. I hope you'll check all those out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Paul Tobey is with us. He's the new guy. He's the new friend, the new member of our Brain Trust, president and CEO of Street Smart Marketing, I should say. And, Paul, give us your website, please.
I have a couple. StreetSmartMarketer.com. You can actually go there and sign up for our free marketing tips magazine, which is a really cool publication that comes out every day in the beginning and then every other day. Tons of valuable information about how to market your business on a shoestring budget. And then another company called Training Business Pros. It's a company that I started a couple of years ago, which delivers content in the form of seminars. So you come to, you know, a free four-hour course, and then we have three-day intensive courses which teach you everything from, you know, how to be a great public speaker.
Are these face-to-face seminars?
Pardon me? Yeah.
These are in-person seminars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, training sessions. Yeah. So
yeah.
They can go from 9 in the morning to, you know, 11 o'clock at night for 3 entire days.
Right.
We call them intensive seminars, you know.
Right. So folks, check that out, streetsmartmarketer.com. And what's the other one?
Trainingbusinesspros.com.
All right, so check those out. You were going to give us 4 tips that you put together for us.
Well, in terms of internet marketing, it's basically a 4-step process. Number one, targeted keyword research. A lot of people build websites based on what they think people are looking for. It's really a much better idea to find out what exactly they're looking for before you actually build
and,
a website.
And you can find that information out, can't you?
Sure you can. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. There's a couple of ways. One is free. You can go to AdWords. You can start a pay-per-click advertising. You don't have to actually do the advertising, but they have something there called a keyword tool, which will tell you, you know, last month's search results for various keyword phrases on Google. And since Google is the major market driver of online search engines,
mm-hmm.
it's a good place to start. The only problem with that is it won't tell you what your competition is doing.
Right.
So if you want to know what the competition is doing, then you need a combination of how many people are looking for something versus how many people are actually playing for that search term. And,
mm-hmm.
and the tool for that is WordTracker. I think WordTracker is a very valuable tool. So you can go to WordTracker.com and, you know, for a nominal fee, you can find out what people are searching for and then
mm-hmm.
you know, weigh that against what
so that what that doing. Sort of does is that sort of identifies the universe within your area of expertise, whatever you're focused on, right?
Exactly. So
yeah.
you'd be looking for search terms that have something to do with your, you know, vertical market, your niche market.
Right.
So, for example, you know, Street Smart Marketer is a marketing information website. So, you know, you find out what people are looking for. For example, the term steps to starting a small business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wrote an article, you know, a couple weeks ago, steps to starting a small business. And if you look that up on Google.com or Google.ca, you're going to find that page, you know,
right.
either on page 1 or page 2.
Right.
Because that's what people are looking for. They type in the term, you know, several times a day, steps
mm-hmm.
to starting a small business.
Right.
So, you know.
Let's move on. We're running out of time. What's the
sure.
next one? The next point.
So after that, then you take those search terms and you put them on your website, create some kind of valuable content. The more content you have, the better it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you place those keyword phrases in strategic places on your website. Then what you do is you go out and you build what's called link popularity because, of course, you know, how does Google know whether you know anything about marketing?
Mm-hmm.
It bases its algorithm on how many other websites are linking to you, saying that
right.
you're a good resource for what you say you are. Does that
right.
make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So then once you've got
like,
all that
like a referral, it's like a referral.
That's right. There are other
mm-hmm.
other sites are voting for you, saying, "Hey, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is a good resource." So, for
right.
example, you know, the more links you have in, the better you will show up on an organic search in a major search engine.
Right.
So then, now you've got all that traffic coming. So the third step is, what happens when they get to your website? So you need to engage in some kind of process to keep them there because you've basically got 15 seconds to state your case. You know, people are busy. They've just done a keyword search. They come to your website, you know, because they clicked on a link.
They're pretty sophisticated, too, aren't they? I mean, they know what they want. They know what they're looking for.
Absolutely.
They know what good stuff looks like.
Yep. So you got to enroll and engage them very, very quickly. So that, you know, we use a copywriting strategy called hypnotic copywriting, something that I picked up from, you know, a major copywriter by the name of Joe Vitale. You know him. Guy
yep.
from The Secret.
Of course. Of course.
You know, The Attractor Factor, some
mm-hmm.
great books out there. And so I picked up this writing style called hypnotic writing, which basically, you know, sort of puts people in a little bit of a trance for a minute. And you deliver valuable information that enrolls and engages them and gets them to do something. And then the fourth strategy basically is your conversion strategies. How do you get people to buy stuff? And it's basically, I come from the school that says, hey, deliver as much valuable information as you can for free. And then when they beat a path to your door, bill them.
Yeah. Right. And of course, you've got to have something to deliver. And you've got to have the products and the services and the delivery platform. Hey, Paul, give us that website again before we wrap up.
StreetSmartMarketer.com.
So check that out, folks. And Paul, you got more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Paul Tobey, ladies and gentlemen, T-O-B-E-Y, if you're Googling him. Now take a quick break, right back with Tom Becca. The wild and crazy Tom Becca will be with us right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.